Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day before we get out of here with Steve Harvey's closing remarks. Thank you once again to our audience for listening. We appreciate it every day.
Hey, here's something, a piece of advice I could share with people.
Mm-hmm.
In your climb to become successful, once you understand that success, first of all, is a process. Nobody gets to be it right away. You don't set a goal today and accomplish everything you want tomorrow. It just doesn't work that way unless you have very, very small goals. You know, like if your goal is simply tomorrow, I'm gonna write down some things I want. Okay. All right, if God wake you up, go ahead. Let me see how hard you try to make that happen. That's pretty easy. But I'm talking about your real goals. That's after you've written your stuff down. To accomplish those things, it's a process. And in this process, you have to be prepared to take the necessary steps. And sometimes those steps are small steps. Every step you take is not going to be leaps and bounds. Every move you make is not going to be catastrophic. Everything that happens to you is not going to be earth-shaking or consequential or this really moved the needle. Sometimes, man, you just got to remember that inch by inch, anything's a cinch. Sometimes you're going to inch your way along. Sometimes you got to crawl your way along. Sometimes you're going to walk your way along. And sometimes you're going to get to break out running. But the key is to understand that it's all a process. And be prepared for those tiny steps. Be prepared for it not to go your way. Get ready for days where you just have to stand still and hope you survive it. Get ready for the naysayers. Get ready for lack of encouragement. You know what it is, folks, especially those of us and those of you out there who are the first ones in your family to try to amount yourself to anything. And now a lot of people can relate to this. Now, there are people who come from like one person that works for me. His mother was an attorney. His father was a doctor. I mean, this cat went to Morehouse. Brilliant guy. He came from that background. The majority of us don't get that shot. The majority of us don't get that viewpoint of success. A lot of us are the first ones in our family to try to amount to anything. And without those pictures, those clear pictures, you got to understand the process. And here's one of the things you got to understand. Stop expecting your family for their full support. Because, man, you really ain't going to get it from them because they don't get it. They don't get it. It's hard to tell a person you want a whole lot that ain't ever had a whole lot. It's hard to tell a person that you're going to climb higher than the realm of expectation in our family, that you're going to break the ceiling in our family, that you're going to break the chains in our family, and they've been sitting up there locked up their whole life. What? Stop expecting support from people who can't give it to you. How many times have you walked in there and told your family, this is what I'm about to do, And they sat there quietly and listened to you. And then guess what? I don't see how you going to do all that. That don't make no sense to me. Seem to me like you ought to just get a regular job. You know, you got some bills you got to pay. I don't see it. Listen to me. Stop expecting them to see it. You know why they can't see it? Because God didn't show it to them. He showed it to you. God places everything he has for you in your imagination. It's that thing that keeps you up at night. It's why you can't sleep at night. It's what makes you toss and turn. It's what makes you daydream. It's why you sitting on your job still thinking about opening that business. It's why you sitting on your job trying to figure out how you going to become the supervisor. It's how you on that job seeing how you going to become team leader. That's because God shows you what he has for you in your imagination. But you go in there and you share it to your family and friends and they can't see it. It's because God didn't show it to them. He showed it to you. See, the problem with sharing big dreams with people is if you want to kill a big dream, tell it to a small-minded person. You got people in your life that have a problem for every solution you come up with. Did you hear what I said? You have people in your life who have a problem for every solution you come up with. Hey, y'all, I got a way that the family gonna get rich. Here they come with the problem. Yeah, but you black, though. You ain't got no money. Suppose the bank don't loan it to you. You ever have people like that that's got a problem for every solution you come up with? See, you know, for example, when I'm talking to my employees and we sitting around and I come up with a new idea, you know what I don't allow them to do? Tell me how it won't work. I'm not paying you for that. I want you to put your heads together and tell me how we can get it done. I already know how it ain't gonna work. I already know the naysayers is coming. I already know the haters is coming. I already know the pitfalls and trappings of trying to be successful. I faced them my whole life. So don't tell me about them. Tell me how we can make it work, how we can get it done, how we can make it happen. I don't need a problem for my solution. I just need a solution for the solution. Now figure that out. Y'all have a great day today. Talk to God today. He'd absolutely love to hear from you.
For all contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.